adventures of Cy and Elmer. From a correspondence school as a detective, your troubles have only begun. Cy and Elmer are rapidly finding this out. Their first gumshoe effort has mixed them up in a bank robbery, and they are leaving Punkinville to follow the supposed criminals. Their only clue is the fact that the Punkinville station agent sold 2 tickets to Chicago. And this was so unusual for Punkinville that the old boys have decided to follow. We find them now in surroundings entirely new to them. Cy and Elmer in the dining car of the Chicago Limited.
Cy Perkins, will you quit acting so darn funny? My goodness, folks is all looking at us. Make up your mind what you're going to have to eat.
I never ate on a train before, Elmer. It's kind of funny, ain't it?
Ain't funny to me at all. Not a bit. Hurry up and order your victuals.
I can't make out this bill of fare, Elmer. Hey, what's all this junk mean?
Oh, darn if I know either, Cy. Here's some stuff called canapé de foie gras. What if that's to eat or to drink?
Maybe it's Italian for beef stew.
Hush up, Cy. Hush up, will you?
Huh?
All these folks is going to know we ain't used to being on train if you act that way.
Well, we ain't.
Sweet sassafras, Cy. Look at this one. Look at it. Hoover's the Uber. Mighty funny food on this here train, ain't it?
And I can't drink no more water. We gotta eat something.
Here comes that waiter figure. Maybe he can tell us what to eat, huh?
Yeah, Elmer, we're supposed to tell him.
Well, gentlemen, did you all finally figure out what you're going to eat?
I'll take a cup of coffee.
Yes, sir, a pot of coffee.
I said a cup of coffee.
But we serve it in a pot here, sir.
I want a cup of coffee.
Hush up, Cy, will you? My goodness, you folks drink your coffee out of the pot on the train. I guess we can, too.
Yeah.
Bring me another pot of coffee, too.
We can't live on coffee, Elmer.
Yeah, bring you some beef stew and apple dumplings.
Yeah, and banana stew.
Sorry, you know there ain't no such thing as banana stew.
I said bananas, too.
Yeah, bring me two, too.
You can't eat four, Elmer.
Oh, give me a pile of toast.
Huh?
Nope, better make it 2 piles. I can't figure out nothing else on here, sir.
Yeah. I reckon that's all for us now, waiter. Hey, he's gone, Elmer.
Where?
You reckon he went to the kitchen?
Yes, he went out a little door back there someplace, but it don't look like no kitchen to me. Sorry, I bet he run out on us.
Yeah, most like. These other folks is all eating heavy, Elmer.
Yeah?
Yeah, maybe the grub's all gone now.
Yeah, I suppose it is. Oh, let's get out of here, Sorry. Wait a minute, I got an idea.
Yeah?
We wait till the train stops and jump off at the next depot. And run in for a regular sandwich without no fancy names on it.
That's a good idea, Elmer.
It really is. Now, look.
Oh, Dad.
Well, be careful. Don't be falling all over the trail, Cy. Come on, head right straight for that door now.
This is kind of unsteady walking, Elmer. I reckon I can make it all right.
You can if you don't fall down. Come on, keep on, Cy. Now you got it. Now you got it. Our car's the next one, right back of this. Come on, open her up. Open her up.
This ain't our car, Elmer. It's all full of little green curtains, ain't it?
Hush up, Cy, will you? Tis so our car.
Yeah?
Them's the little bedrooms that porter fella makes up for it. You remember I told you about it?
Well, I want to know.
Certainly, he ain't got ours ready yet. Here it is. Yeah. Number 13.
13?
That's all right. Never mind about that. Now just sit down for a minute. Let's figure where we're going to on this train.
Well, we're going to Chicago after them two crooked fellas that robbed the Punkinville Bank, ain't we?
Certainly we are, but we got lots to think about before we get where we're going.
What?
Now, in the first place, you got to sleep with your gun under your pillow, hear me? In one eye, open all the way.
Here comes that Mr. Porter. He's going to fix up our beds, I guess.
You're the captain. You're the ever-dumb gentleman, huh?
Say, look at that, Cy.
Huh?
Ain't that slick the way them beds gets fixed up, ain't it?
Yeah, I've never seen nothing like it outside of a circus.
It probably ain't nothing like it. Which way you want to sleep, huh? Upstairs or downstairs?
Huh? And which is which?
Well, upstairs is up, and downstairs is down, you old ninny.
Yeah, but is way up there the up one?
Well, certainly it ain't the down one, that's a cinch.
Yeah. I think I'll sleep in the up one, then.
Scares somebody to steal you if you sleep down here, huh?
Well, sorry. I just want to get up nice and high, where the air is good and fresh.
Oh, I'm Captain, you better be ready now.
Yeah. Let's flip up a nickel, Elmer, to see which one sleeps which.
Well, all right, here's a nickel. Now, I'll take the buffalo.
Yeah. Toss her up, Elmer.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Everything all right?
Hey there, Porter. Wait. Hey, Porter. Say, Elmer, that fella grabbed a nickel you was a-flipping with.
Oh, shut aside, will you? Maybe that's what he's supposed to do. Oh, more funny doings and goings on trains than ever I thought could be possible.
Yeah, he don't get no more nickels out of me. I'll toss up a penny this time.
Well, let's see what kind it is. Here, let's see it. Oh, all right. I'll take Abe Lincoln.
Yeah? There she goes.
Wait a minute. Don't touch it, you old skinflint. Looks like I sleep upstairs, don't it?
I guess you do, Emma. Well, I'm so sleepy, I don't care much nohow. Hey, whereabouts does a fella put his clothes in this little bedroom place?
Right there in that little hammock alongside the window.
I thought I was supposed to sleep in that.
Well, what in tarnation was you going to use all this good bed place for then, huh?
Oh, I never thought of that, Dummy.
Well, Cy Perkins, ain't there one little measly little thing someplace in this world that you know without my telling you, ain't it?
I don't want to know nothing about trains. Say, Emmer.
What?
Can I put my boots in that little hammock, too?
Why put your boots in a little hammock? Put them on the floor, just like everybody else.
Yeah? And suppose somebody come along and took them. Wouldn't we look fine to going into Chicago in our stocking feet?
Well, I wouldn't look so bad, but if you ever seen them loud socks of yours, they'd run you in jail, sure.
Yeah.
Better put the boots in the hammock with the rest of the stuff, maybe.
Yeah, I reckon.
Now, look, you keep your gun handy, you hear me? And don't get scared.
No, I won't. Oh, I wish I was at home, sleeping in my own bed. Elmer, we ain't had no peace ever since we got these detective badges.
Well, sir, detectives ain't supposed to have no peace.
Well, they don't.
Well, they don't, of course not. Now, hush up and go to bed, will you? Maybe you better pin your badge on the outside of them there curtains.
What for?
Well, then nobody won't bother you none. You know, they see that the law is here, they'll have some respect.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I forgot to wear law now, ain't we, Elmer?
Certainly are, law. Yeah, I'm going to get up this ladder here now.
Yeah, well, good night.
Good night.
Careful, you don't fall, Elmer.
Looky here, Cy Perkins. Elmer Peabody ain't never fell since he was 6 years old. I'll show you how to go up a ladder. See how easy it is for a fair nosy ladder, huh? See that?
Elmer. Say, you ain't killed, are you, Elmer?
No, I ain't killed, but I'm going to kill the fella that built that ladder if I can find him.
Well, I told you, didn't I?
Yes, you told it for you this time. Ain't going to be no next time.
Huh?
No, sir. You move over against that window there, sir. Move over. We just slept two in Western beds in this.
Yeah, but, Elmer, I ain't but about half undressed yet.
Well, hurry up.
Well, ain't one room enough in here now to get a lead pencil out of my pocket. Yeah. What am I going to do when you get in on top of me?
It's all right. There'll be plenty of room. You move over there.
Well, maybe the fella porter, Elmer, could tell you how to get up in that attic up there.
I want
to
get up.
Well, we ain't going to pay for two beds and only use one of them. I'm going to try and find him.
You better get back there in bed there, mister. Folks ain't allowed to walk around this train at night.
Hey, did you hear that, Elmer?
Yes, I heard it, but it don't sound right to me.
No, I got my
ticket to ride on this train, and I'm going to ride her. Don't say nothing about sleeping when I want to do something else, neither.
Say, what time does this train get to Chicago, Porter?
Well, sir, I forgot exactly. I'll have to ask the conductor.
That's funny, ain't it?
Mighty funny, sir.
Yeah,
mighty
funny.
Bet you a fella riding his train all the time. I don't know what time it gets to Chicago.
Porter, don't you be a-pushing me, Porter. Look out. I'll get into my bed when I get good and ready.
You'll be waking everybody on the train up. I'll go to your beds or I'll call the conductor.
Hey. Don't push me, fella.
Say, looky here. Don't you push, Cy. Cut it out now.
Yes,
cut
sir,
it out.
Let go.
Stop pushing him. I'll show you a trick with a hole in it.
Yeah.
Let go. Let go of me. Dead go. Let go of me. What did I do here? Quit pushing. Will you? I'm killing him now.
Elmer.
What?
That fella ran away.
He did what?
That fella ran away. And he pushed me right in the face.
Something suspicious about that fella, Cy.
Yeah.
I know enough about trains to know that no porter has got any right to be pushing folks around.
Yeah, he was pushing just the same.
Yeah, I'll say he was pushing. Yeah.
What do we do, Elmer? Should we arrest him?
Yeah, better not try to do anything tonight, Cy.
Yeah.
He can't get off the train if we get him in the morning. Somehow, you know, I can't figure him out.
No, me neither.
I can't. don't sound like it for to meet our bets first, does he?
Not a bit.
Don't sound a bit.
Huh?
There ain't but one in each car, and he's got to stay in that same car.
Now, this business of being detectives has given me worse misery than I got in the last cold spell. Elmer, every darn fella that we see gets more and more suspicious.
Yes, well, you'd be suspicious anybody.
Yeah.
And you got to start talking about your misery again.
Well, I got it.
Well, let's go to sleep and forget about your misery. We ain't got long know-how. Must be near 10 o'clock now. It ain't no hour for respectable men to be sitting around and talking and...
I know, Elmer, but what's the use in trying? Well, you know we can't never sleep none with all this danger going on around us.
Oh, you're just imagining
things. I ain't imagining, Elmer. There's real danger here.
Yes, in your own mind.
Elmer, what? How far do you think we're going now?
Well, I've seen the lights of a little town just go by. I guess that'll be grab a switch, I guess.
Oh, no, no. We're further than that, Elmer. That must be Squash Hollow.
I tell you, it's a county seat. That's what it is. It's a county seat.
Hey, will you rubes go to sleep so the rest of us can?
Sorry, we woke somebody up.
Yeah?
I'm sorry, mister, but we were just trying to figure out what town we were going through now.
Well, this is no time for a geography lesson.
Pretty smart kid, ain't you, sir, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon we better get sleep.
I suppose.
Crawl over there next to the wall. Get over there, will you? We'll get on over there.
No further.
Take enough room in there for four people. Get on over by the window. Ouch! David, what's in this bed? What is it?
Oh, well, I guess you must be laying on my gun, Elmer.
Yes.
I hid it under the bed sheet so nobody could steal it while I was sleeping.
So nobody could steal it while he was asleep. Well, of all things, how was you going to get at it if you needed it?
I never thought of that.
Oh, shucks. Shucks. What's the use? What's the use? Turn out the little light and go to sleep, will you? Go on, turn it out.
Wait a minute.
Turn your face up to that light again like that. Turn it up.
What's the matter, Elmer?
I'll tell you in a minute. Yeah, I thought so. There's black marks on your face.
Black?
Black marks like charcoal.
Like charcoal?
Yeah, and what's more, the finger marks.
Oh.
And what's more, they was made by that porter when he pushed you in the face.
If you mean he got dirt on my face?
I mean I had good reason to suspect something funny about that porter. You got charcoal all over your side. Charcoal all over you. And it come off that porter's face and hands. Side, that weren't our porter. No, it weren't. And we got more mystery on our hands now. Side, that was a white man. Blacked up and our porter's gone.
What a train, and what a trip for the brave detectives. Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Cy and Elmer over this station. Thank you.